We're up to the Gemara and Gittin Laflame Beis Amit Beis. Says the Gemara about six lines at the bottom. But a shine in the beginning, the husband can go into any bezin and say, the get that I sent my wife last week, before she, since she didn't get it yet, I want to cancel it, make it null and void. Then the Shingle came along and said that, you know, this is going to cause problems because she won't know that, or the shliach won't know the get was cancelled, and the shliach will give her the get, she'll remarry, and then kids will be mamzadim, and so on. So therefore, we'll soon see the reason why. So therefore, Rav Shmuel said, we made a takana that the husband has to make his way all the way to wherever the wife is and cancel it there. Says the Gemara, we're right next to the bottom, but it's showing how you isa. Itma, we learned. You see the Havi? Moshe Yerusham. 32B. Yeah. Itma, we learned. If Nekamo Vatloi, in front of how many people does he have to summon in order to cancel his get? Rav Nachman, if they basis enough, sufficient to have two witnesses. And Rav Sheish, I'm going to give him a before three. Before three, like a bezin. Says Rashi, if Nekamo Vatloi, three lines, four lines, bottom, Koyin to Kazan Gamlil, before Rav Gamlil Sakana. When he went to his local town, if Neshnayin di Bishleim, Gabedina, when it comes to money matters, boy, Shloisha, you need three. Abel Hocha, I do about Almahu. All he's doing is notifying the wife. It wasn't anybody. He just wants to become public aware. So therefore, two is enough. But today, Sagi is enough. And the Almah says, no, you need a bezin. So Mar explains. Says the Gemara, Rav Sheish is Amma Bifnei Begimel Bezdin Tani. It has a bezin. I'll prove it to you that even two people can also be referred to as a bezdin. Since halachically it's not really a bezdin that we need here, so therefore two is sufficient. Where do you find two people as a bezdin? By the laws of Prusbel. Last year was a year of Shemitah, which means that you're not allowed to collect your loan. So what they did was Hillel Meir Takana, which we'll actually learn in a few blocks from now. That you went to the Bezdin and you said, I'm giving over all of my loans to the Bezdin, so I'm not the one who is collecting, it's the Bezdin's collecting. Says the Gemara there. Now we learned, Moisrani Lechem, by a Prusbel, you give over all of your contracts to the Bezdin. So it's not me demanding from the borrower, it's the Bezdin who's claiming the money. So there's no Israel Yigois, Moisrani Lifnechem, I'm giving to you, and I write over there, Ploini, Uploini had the Yonim, and I nominate, it seems like, two Dayonim. So I'm not complaining that place. Isn't it clear from here that a Bezin is made up of two people? A Raya to me? Rav Shesh said, that's a Raya. Otu Tana Kiruchlel, you think the Tana is like a spice merchant, Lechosha Velezel, that he goes and counts all of his wares? The Tana is not out to tell you what a Bezin is, everyone knows a Bezin is three. So let's give an example. You nominate the young. The Tana is not saying this dying, and this dying. Tell you exactly how many young there are. That's not the purpose of this Mishnah here. Something more about it. Rabbi Nachman. I mean, how do I know? I bring another eye that a bezin can be made up of two people. That Nan we learned. Hadayonim chois min lemata by a prusbul we learned. It says that the yonim sign on the barim oy ha'edim all the witnesses. We're comparing the dayanim to the witnesses. Since witnesses, all you need is two signatures. The dayanim also, all you need is two. Is my lab dayanim dum deidim? Judges are similar to witnesses. My edim shnayim, just like witnesses are two. Rav dayanim nam shnayim, judges are also two. Rav Sheish is midi iria. Does it say that anywhere? How can the isa? All the Mishnah says is either edim or dayanim. But how many you need? Well, everyone knows bezin is made up of three. The Mishnah doesn't tell you, and the edim made up of two. No raya. Yeah. You have a choice. You have a choice. If you happen to be from a bezin, it means nothing. Because you're giving to the bezin over the shtar. So if you stand there and say, Dayanim, sign on the bottom, or you get two other edim.
According to Rabbi Nachman, what you're saying is you're going to a bezin kavur, but it happens to be only two Dayanim out of three Dayanim. When you say the term Dayanim, and he's got a choice, Dayanim or edim,
yeah. Talking about signing. Talking about the signing now. On the shtar prusbul, you had signing. So you have to do it from. You're saying to bezin hareni misani lochem. That's the thing. Can you use the same bezin to sign on the shtar, or do you need other agents? The Mishnah said you have a choice. Whoever signs the actual document says in Moravite.
Lomeli. When he says Ploini or Ploini, he's referring to the two Aedim, not
no, Ploini. Ploini is the libaro,
isn't it? I think you might as well say right now. Lomeli, Mr. Dayanim, you say, why does it say, look, to give you, why do you have to tell you that? What's the chilek of the Edom sign, the Yom sign? Hakamashlan, the loish, no kasav loshin, the yonim. That's not even the text of the shtar. That's what we mean here. Not the who signs on the bottom. But there's a difference in the text, whether it was written by the yonim in the right text. Because a bezin would always start off a thing that, you know, we're a meisah betlosa, you know, we're sitting here, avinah betlosa, we're sitting here, and bezin, blah, blah, blah. And Edom just signed, we saw, we know. Different text altogether. And that's what he's saying here. When it comes to prosel, we don't care which text you use, they're both valid. It's not the signature that the chiddush here is, it's the text.
But so based on that text, when you say we are dayonim, dayonim means
then the dayonim will sign.
Yeah, but the dayonim means
yeah, that's the machlekes. That's the machlekes of Sheshes and of Nachman.
So
how to learn it? 3 or 2.
According to Rav Nachman, you can have a lotion of dayonim even with two.
That's right. By these two dayonim, where it's not dinim mamonis, where it's only to notify. Doesn't make a difference what lashon you actually write the text. Says the Gemara Baita. B'pnei tikuna eilam, Shigul came along, changed everything. He said, "You want to cancel your wife's get, you have to go there personally. What for?" Interesting thing. What's the takana? What are we trying to make sure? My b'pnei tikuna eilam. What are we trying to ensure? Rabbi Yechonam, simple. The kalas mamzelim. If the shliach is not aware that the get was cancelled, he'll continue, he'll give her the get, she'll get married based on the get, and then she'll have children, and they'll find out that she's a married woman. So we want to avoid mamzeilim. The shlokish, the shlokish says, you know why? The takonas agunas. We're talking about takonas agunas. In other words, if you're going to force, if the husband can just walk over to the local bezin and just change his mind like that and ruin his wife's life, and now she'll be again a married woman or stuck because she's living somewhere else. But if he has to, then, you know, it's hard. But if he has to travel all the way to his wife's city to go and cancel the get, that's a pain in the neck, and that he won't do already. So she'll be a free woman. So that's why that was the kind of we're trying to work out of here.
What's in other words, you're gonna, any time the shliach comes with a get, you always have to be choshish. Maybe the husband canceled and we don't know, and therefore she stays in Aguna?
If what? If the din is, yeah.
If the din is that he's allowed to cancel.
Now, give a gil yoda. We said once exactly, the get gets to the woman's hand, that's the takana that we make.
But in other words, any time when you've got a circumstance of a shliach bringing a get, you always have to be concerned. Maybe the husband cancelled at some bezin, we don't know. Therefore, you, Mrs. you, despite the fact you've got a get, you're not divorced, and she's an aguna.
Look at Rashi if you want. Takana aguna zedika, right parallel to the Gemara. That's a chinu lelech achrav. We force the husband to follow her. Or he has to find a shlech to send down to where she is. That's already much more difficult. Just to go make her give her a hard time. Says the Gemara, right? The Gemara explains now. Now we're going to tie the two machlekes together. The shlokish of the aguna, the Rabbi Yechonam, the mamzedim. So the look of Nachman here, Nachman don't have nishnayim. He says we're worried about mamzedim. Why? Because she won't know that the get was dissolved, and she will continue married. Why won't she know? L'cheide, even if it's in his local town, he has to do it in front in public. Because he'll do it in front of two Aiden. If you do it to Aiden, there won't be a coil. Something happens from a bezin, the whole town knows. Something happens in front of two Aiden, if it's not money matters or anything else, she will not find out. So that's why Rabbi Yechon holds that we're worried about mamzedim. It's sufficient two people. She won't find out, and therefore she'll get married, and it'll be mamzedim. She didn't hear. She doesn't know. She will go. She'll get married. It'll be mamzedim. Reish Lakish says, you know why agunas? He's not worried about a coil. Because he holds it in front of a bezin. So they'll find out. She won't get married based on the get, because she'll know already that the get was cancelled. But what do you worry about? That itself, that'll be cancelled. And we worry she'll remain in Aguna. She will hear. The other she will know. So she won't get remarried. I'm not worried about marriage, but what I am worried about is if it's Aguna, I'm worried about that she'll remain in Aguna. But making it difficult for the husband to cancel a get that he already made will save her, protect her.
What will say then you have a loan? If you have a shtar, then it protects the locals.
Yeah. By money matters, it spreads.
By money matters, two people.
Eastern color.
And the Edim, who signed the shtar, that there's a shtar, and they signed the shtar.
Yeah, yeah.
That's enough. But in this thing,
it's not money matters. So it won't get her out there. Or even if it gets out there, it's not enough. To get out there, especially in a different town. We'll have more in Bechesel Batim, in the third pedigree, about a chazok and mecho, that he gets out. He does it from to aid him, and then eventually the world will get out. I guess money matters to get out. Yeah. Okay. Taser explains that here you need more than what's over there. By get, you need more spread, and the two is not enough. So I guess it's the degrees in gossip. Talk about what we learned. Okay, talk about what we learned. What happens? Rabbi Gamliel came along. Rabbi Gamliel came along, a mayor takana, that he doesn't want to see any more that the husband should cancel the get in the local town. He has to go to her. What happened? He defied Rabbi Gamliel's takana, and he went and he decided to cancel his get anyway. Now, mehat Torah, the get is canceled. The Rabbanah means she's a free woman. The Rabbanah came along and said the get is not canceled because they want him to go to her. According to the Torah, if he cancels his get before she receives it, she's divorced. The get is canceled. The Rabbanu don't want the get to be canceled. The Rabbanu wanted to protect her. So therefore, the Rabbanu say that he has to go to her. What happened to Poyle didn't listen? Is she a free woman or is she still a married one? Tell him what we learned.
The children mamzer him or not? Can you be a mamzer the Rabbanu and not the Raisa?
Okay, same idea.
Rabbanu the Rabbanu.
But loy, if he didn't listen, defy the thing. After I was the mevutl. The fact is, the get is bottled. Divi Rebbe. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel Eimer, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel says, Einu Yochel, once Rab Gamliel came along and said, Meir Takana, he can no longer lay levatloi, he cannot cancel anymore, nor v'loi lehoisev atanoi, not only can he cancel it, he can't even modify the contingencies that he put into place, the conditions he put into place. Sheim Ken, because otherwise, ma koyach bezen yofen. So, Svara, what's the value of a bezen if we're not going to stand behind the bezen and enforce whatever takanas they make? So now Rab Gamliel Takana, that's it. This is the only way to go by. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Is there possible the Mederaisa bottle gita? Mehatayda, we say the get is bottled because the husband cancelled it. Because of Ma Koyach Bezen Yofa, and because you're saying, but you know, what's the value?
The desire to protect.
No, Mehatayda, she's a married woman. The get is bottled means Mehatayda, she's a married woman. Then a bottle come along and said, no, she's a free woman. She can marry anybody she wants. Where do you find a chacham and come along and overturn the Taita? The Taita says she's a married woman. If she marries anybody, according to the Taita, the children be mamzedim. It's the Rabbanon who say that the get is a valid get, and she's a free woman, and there's no mamzedim anymore. How can the Rabbanon do that? Me comedian Meraisa, but the Taita says the get is cancelled, and therefore she's a married woman. Because of the svarim, makoyah bezen yofa, we got to stick up for our own. Sharinan H's ishla alma, we're going to permit this married woman. And what? Yes, we did. We had this a few times already. In Yavamah's another place. Cold and mekadesh, adaita the rabban mekadesh. We're not going against the Torah. When you got married, you stood on the chuppah, you said, you're mekadeshes li, kedas Moshe Yisrael, in agreement with Moshe Yisrael. And Moshe Yisrael don't like this. And therefore, retroactively, we're going to unravel the entire marriage. It's not that the get is valid, that we're going to cancel the entire marriage. So the Torah...
Is this in a ghetto of Kiddush HaChodesh, or the Chodesh ought to be on this day, and therefore
the based on decrees.
Rosh Hashanah is on this day, and therefore you have to go to Malachim, and they can push it off another day. So we say, why? Because HaChodesh is in Achim Rosh Chodesh.
That's right. Atom, Shagim, Atom.
So when you make this call, Mekadesh Adat, Rabban Kamekadesh, is it the same concept?
No, it's like a condition, nothing to do with that. It's a Tanai in the condition. There's a universal Tanai that every Yid makes in the condition, that I'm getting married to this woman, provided that Rabban agree with it. If they don't agree, then the Tanai is what unrest. It's not halacha, it's the Tanai.
So you're subjecting yourself to all the takanos that Rabban
exactly
in that state.
Now, we hardly use this, but when we do use it right here, so we're using it to remove. So what we're doing is saying they never marry in the first place, and that's why she's a free woman. So even though the Torah says it's not a valid get, so she's free, not because we went against the Torah and said, no, it is a valid get, because he didn't cancel correctly. We're saying he never got married in the first place.
There would be no reason for a get.
Yeah, exactly. It's not a get. We're not going to do it on Stam Nevel tonight. Yeah. Okay. We completely remove the Kedushin completely, yeah. Okay, says the Gemara, comes to money matters, I understand. What the Rabbanu did was the ring that you gave her, the Rabbanu made it hefker, as if it was never your ring, so therefore you never gave her anything. So therefore, hefker, fine.
Oh, hefker?
That
means he lost the ring.
That means he's ownerless. It's not his. The ring that he gave her 30 years ago, the Rabbanu will say it was never your ring in the first place, so you never married her. That's how the Rabbanu do it.
Who gets the ring? She's got it. She's going to keep it.
She got it from hefker. Anything from hefker. Like Hefka. But the question is, Kaddish B'Yimei Kamei, if they had an intimate relationship, that's one of the three ways to marry somebody, what are Rabbanu going to do? What are they going to say? Asking about the Tana, the big deal. Shavi Rabban Liyosa Bilaznus. The Rabban trans, they say that that beer that you had to get married, we're going to treat it as if it was just merely for.
And what about children that they've had in all the meantime?
So it's out of wedlock.
Yeah, so she was a Pnuyah.
Yeah, out of wedlock.
So it's Bilaznus.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Tesis asks over here an fascinating tesis. Tesis asks, so let's say, let's basically, why are there any mamzerim in the world? Every time there's a mamzer, if a woman commits adultery, every
just
time.
Get and be mevatlet.
Exactly. Every time the wife commits adultery, give her a get. Then be mevatlet, you know, in your local town. So what happens is we're upset, so we're going to take the kedushin as if she never was married to the husband in the first place. You know, married, there's no mamzerim because she was a penuyah.
Yeah.
You've got an issue with the Eishes Ish with two men, right?
Yeah.
You've already got the fact that, she's lived with two men, and let's say she's got children from two men.
Well, yeah.
What are you going to do? You're going to be mevatel both kiddushin, or just the first kiddushin, therefore the second kiddushin is okay?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
The one that caused the problem, which is the first one.
Right.
Yeah, the second one is that you don't need kiddushin.
Yeah, okay.
So the first thing it says over here that we only do this in a serious way. It's over here. We're trying, you know, it's not her fault. Mm. Not when she wantonly goes out there and commits an aveda and then try to help her out by this takana. That wasn't the purpose of the whole thing. But then, interesting, yeah. Tesis concludes, this is an important part of Tesis. Tesis includes, I lechede, especially if you're married to your wife who's a relative of yours. So even though you're giving her a get, whatever, you're upset with her, if you find out that she married somebody else, you won't protect her. Or bechal, you can save all mamzedim. That's right. So he said like this. He says, and this is very important. He says that the purpose of this takana of Avkina Kishamnei is only to help people out, not to cheapen marriage. It's to strengthen marriage. Because otherwise, and we don't want this. So what are you going to do? If you're going to save these women from mamzeim, then the whole marriage institution falls apart.
Yeah, it's
cheap as the whole thing. There's a big controversy right now. I don't know if you heard about this whole. No, I'm talking about that here. Okay.
But the thing is that we're trying to protect women from
it's
being
working.
Like goodness, aren't we?
Sorry?
We're trying to protect. This whole takon is to protect women from being locked into being an aguna. The whole takon of whether or not it can be mevatel the get.
Yeah, that's a shlokish.
Is only to protect.
That's a shlokish. Rechel said, the shlokish said because takon is going to be Rechel said because of mamzeidim.
Switch it off and say what you want.
No, after the show. Oh, let's continue. Turn up, but I want to be learned. On my last soda, he said to 10 people, Kis forget Lishti. He said to 10 people, write a get to my wife. Yochel levatel ze shaloi bifnei ze. He says to 10 people, write a get to my wife. Now we had before the Gemara, if he said the word kulchem, then all of them have to be involved. If he said to a room of 10 people, I want you to write a get to my wife, then one person writes and two people will sign and that is it. So if he says to 10 people, write a get to my wife, he can mevatel ze shaloi bifnei ze. He can say to two of them, I'm canceling the wife and he's not going against Rabbi Gamliel's takana. Divi Rebbe. Rav Shimon will explain it. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "Einu yochel levatel el zeh bifnei zeh." Rav Shimon Gamliel says, "This is part of the takana, because if you when Rav Shimon says you shouldn't be levatel, this is part of the takana, because we'll soon see why." Mag mitzvah machlekes. Be'edus shebatel miktsasa batel kulig mifuk. If you tell a bunch of people are edim and two of them are batel, what happens to the rest of edus? Does the rest of edus fall apart or not? Rebbe saw what Rebbe holds. Eidus shebatla miktsasa loy batla kula. Rebbe holds that eidus, that part of it is bottle. The whole thing is not bottle. Therefore, there's no takana here if you tell two people. What's going to happen? Let's say you tell there's 10 people there, and two people said, I'm canceling the eidus. So what? But the other eight are still allowed to write the get. Since you told them to write, two people write or get, she'll still be a free woman. And they'll still give her a proper get. It'll be a kosher to get, because you didn't cancel the whole eidus, only canceled these two. The other eight are still there. So therefore, it's not against in any way that Gamliel's takana that's scared if you do something private that she won't know, because the other people are entitled to write the get, and they will write the get. So nothing happened. You didn't defy in any way in Gamliel's takana. The E. Osli Hanoch, if the other eight go out there, two of the other eight, Kosvi, they write the get. The Yav, they give it to Licht, who cares? There's nothing wrong with it. Marusha, so if nobody writes a get, so nothing happened. What happened here? If two of you write a get, it's a kosher to get. He told two others in the room, I don't want you to write a get, I'm canceling the get. All he did was he canceled those two, he has qualified those two out of the 10. But the remaining eight are qualified Edim. And therefore, they write, if they don't write a get, what's the big deal? If they do write a get, it's 100% kosher. That's what Rebbe holds.
Are they in the gather of Shluchim or Edim?
He told them, you guys do...
So he
said it before. You don't say... If you say Kulchem, then you want all 10 of them to be involved. And if one of them is a Korov, the whole thing gets ruined.
Yeah.
But if you say...
Whatever,
yeah. But if I say Stam, in your room, guys, I want you to write a get. If they were Kulchem, then any two of them out of this room can go ahead and be the Edim.
I want the get to happen and yeah. You guys work it out. How
yeah, but as long as I write the word Kulchem, it's any two or three out of you guys. One guy writes, two guys sign. However, Rashi holds Eidel Shebotla Mitzasa Botla Kula. By you canceling by two Eidim, you cancel basically the whole group. Therefore, they're no longer write a get. But the other eight Eidim don't know about it. They will give her a get, thinking that she's divorced. She'll think she's divorced, get remarried. But in fact, she's not divorced because when the husband canceled too, Eidel Shebotla Mitzasa Botla Kula. They're all bottle. And so they don't have a Hanuch. The other remaining Eidim, like, don't know. And because we're going to write the Yav, we'll give it to her. She's Lama, and you're enabling a married woman to get married. So that's one way of explaining the Machlekes. I'll give you another possible way of explaining it. The Kuli Alma, everyone agrees. Eidu Shebotla Mitzasa, Lei Botla Kula. So there's nothing wrong with other Eidim. So that's why Rebbe holds that there's nothing wrong if he cancels the Eidim. The other Eidim can still write. There's no problem here. So how come Shimgul says that the rest of the get is no good? He says. Look, somebody holds milsa de mis abda ba piyasara tzricha ba asara l'mishlofei. Anything that you enacted or you activated from 10 people, you need to deactivate it in front of 10 people, in front of all of these people. So when he says ein yochel, it didn't mean that it's asur because you're in defiance. Ein yochel means you can't, you're unable to. Because if you say you activated to a room of 10, you have to deactivate in front of these same 10 people. So you have no koyach to do it. Okay, so Gemara, boy, you have a question. Kulchem mahu. What happens if we would have said to the 10 people, Kulchem, all of you, which we learned before, Kulchem means that all 10 have to be involved. What would it be then? Time would it up Shim Gemara, the reason Shim Gemara, which so he holds, Eidush a bottle, Mikzasa bottle, Kula is the reason that he holds, because part of the age is a bottle. The entire age is a bottle, and therefore we're scared that you're going to cancel these two. The other people will know, and they're going to continue writing the get. But Hani, Yovei, Kim Dom, Lu Kulchem, since he said Kulchem, Le Motze, Kosvi Yovei, he cannot write and give it. Since he said Kulchem, they can't go ahead and write, because he by canceling two, he canceled a whole lot. The whole reason, because we have 10, you need 10 people to cancel it. So therefore, even if he did not say Kulchem, it ruins the whole thing. Yeah, so, sorry.
Can you touch again? What's the pshat of Hilcho Afil Kulchem Nami?
Even in the case of Kulchem also,
where he said
all you, and then he canceled in front of two.
So he has to cancel in front of all of them, Hestus.
Yeah. No, in other words, if the reason of Shem Gemilu has nothing to do with the word, because Eidu Shabbatla Mitzasa Batla Kula. Really, Eidu Shabbatla Mitzasa Loi Batla Kula. The only reason is because since you activate in front of 10 people, you have to deactivate in front of people. So what happens if you said Kulchem, and then you cancel two of them? What happens in this case over here? So therefore, it's not really...
it's not a cancellation until you do it in front of all 10.
No, even though he canceled it, it's not a cancellation. So these two people can, even though he told these two guys I'm canceling the get, they can still, since he said Kulchem, he needs all 10 signatures. And these two people told him clearly, guys, it is canceled. Since he cannot cancel, according to the second way we learned it, he can't. It's not a cancellation, not because of the problem of Shingula. It's not a cancellation because you activate something 10, you have to deactivate from 10. If you deactivate from 2, it's not a deactivation. So these two people that you told them it's canceled can still proceed and sign the get and make it a valid get.
What get is this thing? Is this where you start? We have to
nothing.
Have to have 10. What, I mean, what?
Or what's the inyo? Why if you have to?
What is it? You know, I mean,
it's like a
tonight. We say that this is it a group or something like that. You know, yeah. Like with Azama, for instance. So if you mazim to, then all of them say you got a framework here where there has to either be unity or not unity. What?
But if he's appointed,
it's like a tonight. He's like he made it tonight that all of you guys must be involved. So therefore, the only way you can cancel tonight is
to be mevatel that.
Exactly, mevatel where you made it.
Isn't it, if he's appointed all 10 of them
with
a shlichus, you all have a cumulative shlichus.
Yeah.
Just make sure a get comes out. I don't care if Reuven and Shimon do it or if Levi.
No, that's not kulchem. You can't have it both ways.
Kulchem is I want all 10 of you to
be involved. All be involved.
So he's saying, the get is only valid on Tnai.
That all 10, everybody wrote two words that's, or something.
Exactly. Tashma, come in here. Amalei Shnayim said to people, "True, get liishti, give a get to my wife." Yochel avatel zeh shaloi b'fnezeh. That if he said two people, I want you to give a get. No, it's not to write. I want you to both give a get to my wife. He can avatel zeh shaloi b'fnezeh, and it's a valid bittel. So that person that he canceled is no longer qualified to be the deliverer of the get. Divir, that's what the Rebbe says. And yochel avatel el zeh b'fnezeh. You cannot, if you activate two people, you cannot cancel just one unless you cancel both together. In theory, you tell two people tnu, or you tell 10 people kulchem, it's the exact same thing. So we see from here what? That you're unable to cancel part of the group, and therefore the cancellation is not a cancellation, and these same people that you cancel are still part of the group. Upligin, the same achlech rebeshim will. Omer Ravashi, Ravashi said, so in other words, what do we see from Helochayda? It's not an Iser to partially, because Eid B'Tzav Kolo. What happens here is you're unable, technically, to cancel a group. If you've activated a group, you cannot cancel part of that group separately. It has to be canceled. You have to cancel the entire group, because two people is a group, and 10 people is a group. So therefore, we see by two there, you cannot deactivate one. So same thing by 10. Says the Gemara, "Amar Ravashi, Ravashi, ibe edik siva hachinami." If we're talking about two, if you're talking about two people that he told them, "I want you guys to be the edim," then you're right. You could cancel one without the other. You could cancel one without the other. Hachinami, you could cancel one without the other, because if you're saying the whole word is a gzeda, and he said both of you, I want you to write. So then if you cancel one, since they cannot write, since you can, the other guy won't write until both of them are together, so therefore nothing's going to happen. There's no gzeida. There's nothing wrong. They're giving a law that you could deactivate one, because nothing's going to happen. You said, I want you guys to be the deliverer of the get. He said, Tunu, I want you to deliver the get. And he said, I'm pointing you both to be shluchim. Now, because these two shluchim are not like edim. Edik siva is edim. Edim, no, you have to be together. Here, it's not like edim. I made you a shliach. So therefore, if I'm going to cancel one, the other guy doesn't really know about it. He can deliver it himself, because it's not really edim. And problems will happen. And therefore, that's when there's a machlekes. It makes even sense. Diktani Sefer says, if he told each eight individually, I want you to be involved in them again, which says, you can cancel one without the other. If you're talking about eight halacha, it makes sense. What do you mean you're telling one without the other? Because they're not really eidim, they're just shluchim. If you told two separate individuals separately, I want you to write my get, how can they work? How can they both be together when you didn't appoint them together as a group? If you want them to be eidik siva, eidim, we know they have to be appointed together. If you want them to be shluchim lahalacha, why do you have to appoint them at the same time? So I appoint this guy Monday and this guy I appoint Tuesday separately. So it's possible.
You have to tell each one of the other.
No. That's why you shouldn't cancel one without the other, because mistakes can happen. Because you want, it's like making a condition, one guy doesn't know about the other guy, and problems can happen. But when you told them to be the edim on the get, you need two. So, and we know there's a rule that you need that the ein edus misteref is at yidish nekech. They both have to be there at the time when the get was written.
It's the same action.
Yeah, so how can it, so therefore no mistake will happen. So, well, that's not a raya. Dilma, we did have a machlekes if edus can be misteref, even though they weren't there at the same time. Dilma, krab shumakacha. Maybe the father shumakacha who argues, and we had it in Ksuvus, the Siddalei that he holds up, what? They don't have to be together. Even one after another can also sign again. So even by Edim, it's possible that one will make a mistake without knowing the other one is there. Amr Shmuel Yehuda, Shami B'nei Rababa Tarti. We learn now for Rababa, these two arguments of Rebbe Shem Glum Lil. If the first argument he had was if you defied the words of Rabbi, if you defied Rabbi Gamliel's Takana and you still cancel it, if the get is a cancellation, good cancellation. And the second machlekes that over here is if you cancel one aid and not from the other one. is Chada Kerebi. I heard that in one of these arguments, the halacha like Rebbe, and the Chada, and one of them, Kerebi Shingamlil, like one of them, Shingamlil. I don't know which one's halacha Rebbe or Shingamlil. Let's have a look. The Chiyasa Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came along, Amr, he said, Maase, he told us that a story happened, and Va'asa Rebbe, and Rebbe did exactly Kedivra Chamim. And he followed the words of Chachamim, that, and what happened was over there, that if the Chachamim say over there, if the Dayanim make a mistake in their assessment, they're trying to assess property for an Almana, or for Yisaimim, and they miss, so we had Rav Shimon says, Makoich Bezen Yofav, even Bezen makes a mistake, too bad. The Chachamim say, no different than an ordinary person, that if you make a mistake of a shtus, if you made a mistake of a sixth of the value, then the assessment is cancelled. So Rebbe says, I hold like a Chachamim, I don't believe in this imkei makoyer bezen yofer, which is exactly the same machlek as the first machlek is when, if you didn't listen to Gamliel and you cancelled the get, according to Rebbe, it's a valid cancellation. Rav Gamliel said, Imkei Makor Bezen Yofa. So we see Rebbe does not believe in Imkei Makor Bezen Yofa. So in other words, the halacha is like Rebbe. That when it comes to the butle, it is Mevutl B'Diavid. Amal von Rebbe, Parta B'Noi Shrab Lozab, and Parta Ben B'Noi Shrab Parta Godl. Parta, the son of Rabbi Lozab, and Parta, the grandson of Parta HaGodl. Yeah, im kain ma koyach bezn yofer v'chaza Rebbe v'oskav shingamlil. He said to him, Rebbe, but what about the bezn made an assessment and the bezn makes a settlement and you cancel it and made a mistake? And what's the difference for bezn or an ordinary layman does it? What's the big deal about a bezn? And Rebbe then changed his mind. V'chaza Rebbe v'oskav shingamlil. So we see there that even Rebbe himself is moide to the concept of makoyach bezn yofer, which means that perhaps an hour machleik is there, Rebbe will be moide that once Rav Gamliel made a takana that you cannot cancel a get unless in the presence of the wife or in the city where the wife is, then that remains imkei makoyach bezn yofer. So the halacha is not like Rebbe in this first argument. So since Rebbe himself is Moshe Shingamlil when it comes to Kenkei Makoyach Bezen Yofer, it must be the other Machlekes, Hakke Rebbe, to cancel one aid or the other, when you say 10 people, that is where we pass like Rebbe. But Af Rabbi Yeshi de Minusha, Os Rabbi Yeshi from Musha, Sova Chadik Rebbe Chadik Shingamlil, Hosa Paschal, one like Rebbe Shingamlil. Number Rabbi Chana, Chamisha Sovi, Havina Kamei Rabbi Yeshi de Minusha, there were five elders in front of Yeshi from Musha, also Gavra came along a person Kamei in front of us, the Ashkel Gita Al Karche, and we forced him to divorce. He was a recalcitrant husband. We forced him to divorce his wife, whatever the case there was. Amalon, he told us, Rabbi Yeshua said to the witnesses, Zil atmure. Once we forced him to write the get, we said to the witnesses, hide. So, Vikosla, we don't want the husband to see you tomorrow before you finish writing the get and change his mind and cancel the get. We don't want to give him the opportunity to cancel the get. Now, the Isak, Dr. Kerebi, if you hold like Rebbe, that the husband could be anywhere in the world, b'di'evit, and he cancels the get, it's a good cancellation. So what's the point of hiding the edim? If the husband changes, if we're scared that this husband, we beat him up today and force him to leave a get, tomorrow he's going to go out somewhere else, and lahachis is going to cause a tzaddis, he's going to go and cancel the get. What does it help us hiding the edim? So the only way that the Baal can is if he has to go to the edim and cancel the edim. The Isak Adatach. Yeah, if you hold Edith Nam Shingamlil, if you hold the other case there that he cancels some of the Edim, like a Shingamlil, it's not cancelled. Lomalu at Muda, why high? Livadri Vdudi, just separate them. If we paskin in the second case of Shingamlil, which is that you tell two people, go ahead and be my Edim. And if he walks over to one of them, he says, I cancel you. According to Rebbe, it's a good cancellation. According to Shingamlil, it's not a cancellation. You can't cancel unless, you activate two. You have to deactivate two. So why tell both of them to hide? Tell one of them to hide. Another one, or tell them to separate. And that's it. In one case like Rebbe, and the Chodr of Shingamlil, and one case of Shingamlil. The Rav Amar Rav Nachman, I believe the halachic Rebbe Bishnei, that if you cancel the get b'di'evit, it's a good cancellation. If you cancel one aid without the other one, it's a good cancellation as well. So halachic Rebbe both, and we do not believe in the concept of ma koyach bezn yofer. And that's going to be tomorrow's Gemara. What do you mean? Rav Nachman, who paskens like Rebbe, doesn't agree with this concept of ma koyach bezn yofer. When Rav Nachman does, we'll bring all of the cases. The problem is